eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
One. Now, I know we don't have what the tournament is going to look like, but let's just assume that the teams that we've talked about today, between Purdue and Illinois and, you know, MSU, Northwestern, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, they make the tournament. Of those six teams, not just kind of blind, rapid fire, which team do you think would go the furthest? Not knowing who they're going to play, but just is built to go the furthest in the tournament as of right now.
I think Purdue probably still gets my vote, and I think the locations are going to help them this year. Because even though they were a one seed last year, they had to play out in New York. They didn't really have as much of a crowd. If they wind up getting into some kind of matchup where it's tighter than it should be for a while, first two rounds are in Indianapolis. Correct. So they're going to have home crowd there that might help them get over the hump. And then they're going to be in Detroit after that, pretty short drive for that.
2 hour drive, yeah.
So, you know, we've seen them when they've had some of these losses. It's usually been pretty far away where they haven't had the crowd to push them over the top. And I remember a Wisconsin team that made the championship game in 2015 where they were playing Oregon that had Joseph Young at the time, and they were giving them the blues in the first half. I mean, they were doing whatever they wanted. And the crowd absolutely helped Wisconsin get back in that game because they played in Milwaukee. And sometimes that's what you need. Like, you, if for whatever reason – it's just a bad matchup, or you don't have it going, and you're down 10, you're down 8. Sometimes all you need is a little bit of a boost to get you going, gets the crowd in it. The other team
that three, yeah.
And you know how it is in college basketball. That momentum starts going. So I think the location could certainly help them this year where it hasn't in previous years. And, again, they're going to be a one. I highly doubt they lose to 16 again. I mean, we haven't seen a team do it twice.
No.
But then, if, you know, once you get to the Sweet 16, after that, you know, you kind of see what happens from there. But I think just getting out of that first weekend will help them a lot mentally. Because you don't have to hear the whole, oh, well, here it goes again, like Purdue against another double-digit seed, and they can't get it done. I think you get past that mentally, you can just play basketball.
And you know what, statistically speaking, and you could probably appreciate this, but if you had to choose a number one team to not make it out the first weekend, you know who you would select?
Who's that?
UConn. Because the reigning champion hasn't made – I don't think the reigning champion's made it out the first weekend in, like, a long time. Now, you're the research guy.
I have to look that up, yeah. That sounds right on surface. It certainly sounds right on surface.
Because I was like, no, Villanova did. But no, Villanova won the title and then lost to Wisconsin in the second round. And then the next year, they came back and won the title. And yes, before you say, well, were they one seed? Yes, they were one seed when they lost to Wisconsin in the 8-9 game in the second round. So believe it or not, one of the hottest teams out there, UConn, if you had to put money on, is probably the one team that you would say won't make it out the tournament, which is ironic enough because in a lot of projections, is that's MSU's bracket.
Right.
And I'm like, that's all Izzo needs to just jack up his ego and the whole, you know, Mr. March type of thing.
Exactly. All right,
let's go to the other side.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.